Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
From Las Vegas. That's right. It's the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingHay.com. We're getting ready to kick things off right here, but first I've got to let y'all know. We had an absolute wonderful show yesterday afternoon. Hopefully you all were able to tune in and check us out. We really enjoyed having you there, broadcasting from just outside of the Hoover Dam overlooking Lake Mead. It was absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful weather. Just could not have asked for a better deal. We had, of course, the lovely Mrs. Makingay joining us there as our co-host for a little bit. We're able to go out and get some pictures. It was wonderful. However, as we were packing up, we got a phone call that our three-year-old little daughter was in the ER. She ended up breaking her leg yesterday pretty severely. They just went out and put it in a cast this morning. So if it's not one thing, it is another. We're just getting put through it here in Las Vegas, but we are going to continue to get a grip and keep on bringing it to you. My wife is actually flying home. Mrs. Makingay will be flying home tomorrow morning, first thing. So she'll be able to be with the little one until I can get back there on Monday. But it's been a rough one. This has been an experience that neither one of us will ever forget. But we have a lot of good news to talk about as well, and we sure do appreciate all of y'all's support and prayers through this entire deal. It's a family. Y'all are definitely part of our family, and we certainly want to say thank you. We appreciate it. So let's get into it. I mean, we got a lot to talk about today. We were out and about last night a little bit. We've got some big things to talk about here a little bit later on in our show we're going to get to. I will give y'all a hint. If you do not know anything about exclusive genetic bucking bulls, you need to go follow them on your Twitter or on your Facebook. You can find them at EG Bucking Bulls. Go look them up and make sure you follow them. We'll let you know a little bit more later on in our show, but I'll tell you what, they're great people, and they've got some good stuff for you, the fans. This is a good way for you, the fans. I mean, you know, for them to open up the opportunity for you, the fans, to actually own your own bull that could possibly be bucking in the PBR says a lot. They have facilities that they buck these bulls at, a lot of ways to make money. You know what? I see Miss Kat Johnson out there posting in our comment board about sending emails and whatnot. We are on their mailing list as well, so we get a lot of those same emails coming at you. But if you get a chance, go follow them on Twitter, and we'll let you know why here a little bit later on in our show. Of course, we have got to talk about round six here in just a little bit. We've got some guests going to be calling in the show, and we're going to talk a lot about hopefully we'll get your questions answered, but we're also going to talk a lot about where we were last night. Just to kind of start things off, we did end up running into a couple guys that y'all might know, Justin McBride. Hopefully you saw our Twitter updates, some of the videos and pictures that we posted up. Mrs. Makinade also did that, so if you're not following her, make sure you get over there and follow her as well. But we did run into Jason Meadows, Gary LeFou. We ran into Joe Beaver, ran into Tuff Hedeman. There was a lot of folks out there last night hanging out around the Gold Coast. So we'll kind of talk a little bit about it when we come back. But how about we kick things off with a little Jason Meadows to get you fired up here on a shoot. What day is today? I think it's Wednesday, right? How about a Wednesday? That's right. We'll go with it. Halfway through the week, round six. We still got a lot more rounds coming at you here from the NFL in Las Vegas. Don't go anywhere, Making Eight Maniacs. Y'all listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com.
Claim to be John Wayne, riding across that silver screen, and I ain't that picture in your head of all these modern day wannabes. I'm just proud that I can say I don't wear this hat for show or fame. If you don't like who I am, you got mama and daddy and the good Lord to blame. Amen. I'm a straight up no joking buck. Shirt off of my back, I'm up at the crack of dawn, work till the sun's gone. I ain't got time for no crap. No, I'm not one of them posing pretty boys. I'm an everyday all the way 100% cowboy. I've always tucked my shirts in, and I creased my old blue jeans. I don't do it because it's who somebody said I ought to be. Yeah, when I'm laying in that old pine box and all my family's gathered round, they'll say, there goes a dying breed 6 feet in the ground. Hey, I'm afraid of no joking buck knife gun toting, give me the shirt.
So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets. Being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. right here on MakingAid.com. That's right. And that was definitely one of Jason Meadows right there, 100% Cowboy. We did not get to hear him play it last night. However, he did get up on stage and kind of break things down a little bit with Justin McBride. And, man, that was a lot of fun out there. Had an absolutely great time. You know, it just seems like that bucking ball really kind of started to kick things off here towards the end of the NFR. Got to run in some of the big guys out there. All the big names, you know, would definitely stop by out there. You know, it's almost like they feel like it's just part of their deal, man. They've got to go out there and sit down with Gary LaFue. You know, he's done so much for so many of these bull riders out there. It just seems like, you know, I mean, from guys like Tuff Hedeman to, you know, to guys like Justin McBride, you know, to even some of the newer ones. And we actually saw a few of them out there. I believe Dustin Elliott was around there yesterday. We did not get a chance to get close to him. He was kind of out there hanging out with some of his buddies. So it kind of made it difficult for us to get in out there. But I will tell you this, that we did get a hold of a few other guys and got to shake some hands, talk a little bit about Making Eight, and let them know that we have got a bunch of maniacs out there. And I see a few more joining us here, so I want to say a big old howdy to you. Know that we've got a few listening to us on the phone lines, and we sure do appreciate you. Remember, if you want to give us a call, 646-915-9940. So make sure you jump out there and give us a shout. We're always looking for cowboy logic, unless you are Sandy. No, I'm kidding, Miss Sandy, and we sure do appreciate your cowboy logic yesterday. We do have some good cowboy logic coming at you today, something that really stood out this morning. As I was getting on, checking our notes, our Facebook and Twitter, saw some good cowboy logic coming at you. So we're going to throw it at you here in just a little bit. But, man, what an exciting NFR we're having out there this year. Got to tell you, the weather out here has been fantastic. It's a little overcast today, so the sun is not shining as much. But, you know, we are having a great time out here. Despite all of the issues that we have run into, we are definitely having a good time. And we sure do thank our sponsors, you know, Kat Johnson, katjohnson.net. We've got Miss Shannon and her husband, Tim. Taylor Truck and Auto Repair, Independence, Kentucky. Make sure you guys go over and friend them on Facebook. Join their fan page and keep up with them. I see Miss Sandy says that she's got some good cowboy logic for the day as well. Well, we're going to have to screen that one first, though, aren't we? There, Miss Sandy. I'm kidding with you. We certainly love it. I was just giving you a hard time yesterday, darling. You know, we just wanted to have a little fun with it, and we sure did. We do appreciate your cowboy logic out there. You know, it's kind of funny, though. Speaking of Buckle Bunnies, I believe there's going to be a contest coming up right next door to us there at Tropicana this weekend, and I think that we might just be going over there to give y'all a little bit of a view of what's going on. So y'all might be able to check out some of the Buckle Bunny competition going on. It should be a lot of fun, and we're going to make it fun for you guys because we're going to have the chat room open, and you guys can comment and tell us what y'all think about the contestants. How about that? You guys can actually be a part of it right here on MakingEight.com. So we'll definitely make it fun for you. And Miss Sandy says the darling makes it all better. Well, I'm glad it does. Like I said, we sure do appreciate it. We're just trying to give you a hard time about it. I see Miss Kat Johnson in there. And, you know, her screen name for the day is What's Hot in Romance. She's actually under a different screen name, you know. Maybe she's incognito today, but we all know it's Kat Johnson for sure. You can't mistake that young lady out there. But she says, speaking of Buckle Bunnies, let's see. What else we got going on? We got to talk about round six, but I'm actually kind of waiting for our guest caller to jump out here on the line with us, and we'll sit back and talk a little bit about the NFR action with you. Did y'all get a chance to check out Brendan's show last night? Man, what a lot of fun that was. I know that we have some fans out there actually asking him about Rob Smets. So, you know, of course, you know Rob is a regular here on MakingA.com. We sure appreciate him taking time out and jumping on board with us. So he is our guest here today, and we're going to try to get him on here in just a little bit. Let's see. Oh, I see Miss Ann is out there with us today. Want to say a big old howdy to you and glad that you're able to join us. you know, for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here. Hopefully you guys have been going back and catching some of the video broadcasts from around, you know. I don't want to make them seem like they're we're doing it for nothing, for sure. I know we've got a lot of our maniacs that have been joining in, and we sure do appreciate you guys jumping out there with us. We've got some today coming at you, and we're going to be talking with a guest. So I know we've got that lined up, so we're going to head on down south as soon as we break this show down. And get ready for a video broadcast, and we're going to sit back and talk with one of our special guests out there today. Well, you guys ought to stay tuned and tune in to Making Eight here this afternoon to find out just who it is. Anyways, we've got actually several of them lined up through the rest of the weekend, and more are actually trying to get on board with us. So we've got some callers we'll be taking in on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show tomorrow. We've got a lot of action. We're not done yet. They're Making Eight Maniacs, so don't go anywhere. Hopefully you guys will still be able to tune in with us. I know it's a busy week for everybody, and like I said, hopefully you guys are enjoying it. You know, Brendan Clark and Luke Snyder and several of the other guys. I know Chris Shivers is coming out. We're going to get a chance to hopefully run into them out there. That'll be really good. I know they're coming in, I believe, starting tomorrow or late tonight. So let's see. What else? We got several other things in the works here. So you guys are just going to have to stay tuned. Like I said, we've got some big announcements that we're going to throw at you here towards the end of our show. If we can get our guest caller on the line here with us. You know, this guy, he is hard to get a hold of. He's been out working his ranch back home in Texas and, you know, actually enjoying a lot of the NFR. Him and I were just talking this morning about it, and he's pretty fired up. He's, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening there at the NFR this year. A lot of things a little bit different, but it's been an exciting matchup, you know. Hopefully you guys have seen, you know, the average, you know, the finals averages have been changing, you know, from day to day. We've also got some of the ones in the world standings competing, you know, some of the events, a real tight race, you know. It looks as though, it looks as though Trevor Brazil is going to get himself another world championship. But, you know, it's not, it's not 100% out of the works just yet. But there would be a lot of things that would have to happen for him not to be able to win the world and tie down. But we've got guys like, you know, how about the Cooper boys last night? Real exciting to watch those three again. Then, of course, Shane Hanchey, one of our favorites right here on MakingEight.com. So with that being said, you know, since we're talking a little bit about the NFR, obviously one of the guys that knows so much about it, he's been around here for so long, it's our good buddy over here with Making Eight, Mr. Rob Smet. So let's see if we can get him out here. Mr. Rob, how are you today?
I'm all right, Scott. What's going on?
Oh, boy, man, I'll tell you what, just busy as ever out here in Vegas, man. Just another day in the big city.
Bright lights, big city.
No doubt about that, man. No doubt about that. So we were actually just talking a little bit about the NFR, man. I know, we had you on our show on Monday, but, man, what do you think about these last rounds that have been going on? It's been pretty exciting, hasn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what, Cody Ohl has really risen to the occasion, obviously. Cody Ohl, Fred Whitfield, you know, everybody looked like, you know, going into the finals, Trevor Brazil had like a 30-plus thousand dollar lead over Tuff going in, and now all of a sudden Fred Whitfield and Cody Ohl are in the mix right there that no doubt, I'm pretty sure that the gold buckle's coming home to the state of Texas in the tie-down roping.
Yeah, I have a feeling that you're right about that. And, yeah, it's real impressive to watch Fred Whitfield and Cody Ohl. I mean, these are two veteran ropers. And, you know, of course, they got guys like these young cowboys, Shane Hanchey and Tuff Cooper. You know, actually all three of the Cooper boys. But, you know, they're chasing the coattails there. But, man, it was real impressive to watch Cody Ohl last night. And how about him trading that buckle? You know, what do you think about that? Is that just one of those superstitious things? You think that had anything to do with it? Kind of got his head right?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Dean's won 11 of them gold buckles that if you were going to trade buckles with somebody and he'd be willing to let you wear it, I believe I'd keep putting it on.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we'll see. We'll have to see what Cody Ohl's going to do here tonight in round seven, but, man, That was really neat to watch and see those two up there afterwards, both talking. You know, I mean, Cody Gold is definitely one of the top guys as well. You know, we're going to see him, I think, for the next few years. I mean, he's still going to be an impact.
Oh, Cody Gold's a long ways from done, and so you know, I would say Fred Whitfield. The thing about, you know, old dogs, they've been in that fight, they've been in that building, they felt that pressure before, and those guys are, you know, the two guys that we're talking about, of course, Cody Gold and Fred Whitfield, they know what it feels like, and they also know what the taste of success is in that building, so that's all on their side.
Absolutely. Now, I'll tell you, the big thing is, though, is who's out there in front right now, and of course, that's Trevor Brazil, and he's no stranger to that game either, you know?
Well, Trevor's no stranger, and you know what? It's a long ways from over. Four go-rounds left. There's a lot of money still to be left won, both in the go-rounds, and what's going to be real important here as we close in toward the end is who's still in the average.
Absolutely. And
a $40,000 bonus on the average check is going to make a big difference.
Oh, most definitely. And I really believe that, you know, what we're going to see here is we're going to see guys like Tuff and Shane, you know, these young cowboys that are in the mix. This is where we're going to find out really what they're made of here in these last few rounds. With Cody Gold getting hot, Trevor Brazil in the mix, and of course, Fred Whitfield, I think that you're going to see those other two guys really, you know, this is where we're going to find out what they're made of, I mean, in their first years and see if they're going to actually be able to stay in that mix or if those other veterans are just going to kind of run by them.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this much right now. Shane Hanchy and Tuff Hedeman Tuff Cooper, as well as the great Tuff Hedeman, when it comes to rising to the occasion, don't think them young boys aren't going to rise to the occasion also. You know, Tuff Cooper, he's been around this business all his life. That's all he's ever dreamed of. He's been in that building and seen his daddy win gold buckles. You know, watch his older brothers as he's been coming up through the ranks. He's going to rise to the occasion. Shane Hanchy, having been a former Rookie of the Year, you know, Shane, he knows what it is to play for the dollar. It's just, you know, Joe Beaver keeps bringing it up, too. A lot of it plays in the part of the luck of the draw. And, you know, if you draw the right one, you know, you're going to beat those guys. That's when you can't afford to make a mistake. If you get outdrawn, there's not much you can do about it. But if you draw the one that you're supposed to win the big check on, you need to finish the job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about the team roping? Have you been able to catch any of that? What do you think about the team ropers out there?
Well, the team roping kind of fell apart a little bit last night. You know, a lot of the healers have been roping legs and it's been good watching. You know, it's all going to come down to that last go-round the way it's going right now. Some of those guys, you know, JoJo LeMond's risen to the occasion, but I was reading today that JoJo says that come next year he's staying home.
Really?
Yep,
that
he is not going to go in 2011, that he plans on staying at the house. He said in the deal that I was reading, it said that he's not saying 2012 he won't go, but in 2011 he plans on staying in the house over there around Andrews, Texas.
So what do you think that's going to do for him here in these last few rounds? Do you think it's going to make him just really go all out for it?
Well, you know, the thing about JoJo LeMond, he's always going all out. That guy, you know, he's always going for first. He doesn't know what the safety up code is. And so JoJo's going to keep throwing at it. You know, his man Corey Petska, they've won in those last two go-rounds. That's thrown Corey right back in the mix. I believe he's just $600 out of being in the lead for the world behind Travis Graves. So, you know, JoJo's going to give him every opportunity to help him win the world, no doubt.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, hey, Rob, actually, while we got you here on the line, you know, there's been some questions that have come in, and maybe you can actually help us out with it. I don't know for sure, but, you know, being that you're in with the PRCA and you know, with the announcing bit, maybe you can kind of answer some questions. One of the biggest questions is actually in regards to the roping and, you know, the different color ropes that they use out there. Is that just the brand that they're using, or is there something specific behind that?
Well, there's all different rope companies. Of course, the dominant rope that you're seeing, of course, on the Helan side is kind of a blue rope. It's that Rattler, the GT4. That seems to be the most dominant rope of choice by the Helers. And you're going to notice a lot of the green ropes, the new Spider rope that has come out by Classic Rope Company, looks like what a lot of those guys are using. You know, there's definitely some guys using Cactus, and there's, you know, Cactus and Fastback rope companies, but it sure seems that the dominant two ropes out there are Classic and Rattler.
Okay. All right. So you would say that obviously when they put them on different colors, that kind of dictates, you know, hey, that's our rope out there, you know, and what's the let the fans and the other ones know about the ropes. There's just a lot of questions coming in about it from our Making Eight Maniacs. You know, most of them have been following bull riding, and they're just now starting to get into some of the other events with the NFR. So we sure appreciate you answering that for us.
That's pretty much what I believe it is. Most of those guys, and I've got to watch a lot of them using their ropes over the past year on the Wrangler Million Dollar Tour, and that's what I've noticed is Rattler and Classic ropes seem to be the dominant rope. And, of course, Cactus ropes, there's quite a few guys use that, and they're the sponsor for the PRCA, the national sponsor.
Makes sense. One of the other questions that they come in and ask, and I don't know if you could really answer this or not, we're looking to try to get a hold of a barrel racer, but, you know, they're wearing solid shirts this year, and, they, you know, like in the past, they wear different colors. Is there a particular reason? You know, the PRCA changed the rules on that, or?
I would say there is no, you know, what colors those girls wear, or not girls, but ladies, what colors those ladies wear is all of their choice. It's got to be a long sleeve Western style shirt, according to the rules. And other than that, colors that's their choice.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Maybe we just have a group of wild ladies. You know, you've got quite a few seasoned veterans there in the ladies' barrel. Of course, you've got, you know, Sydney Blanchard that was a former Rookie of the Year, and you've got some first-time ladies there, but you've got some ladies that have been there on several occasions also.
Yes, sir. You would be right about that. There's a lot of veterans out there in the barrel racing. And they actually had a tough night last night. There was a lot of down barrels last night.
Well, as Butch Knowles brought up on the telecast there, you know, there's a lot of horses at arenas. It's a short course. They're really trying to get in a hurry. A lot of horses are dropping a shoulder and catching that barrel, you know. It's just going to really be important for those ladies to try and drive a lot of those horses on by that barrel because they're getting short.
Yeah, that's for sure. One of the other things that we're actually talking about that a little bit with Cody Ohl, you know, in that trading the buckles thing. You know, they say that yellow, I guess, is supposed to be a particular color that is not around the rodeo deals. But they, you know, some of the fans were noticing that there's just a lot of yellow out there from some of the athletes and things like that. I mean, do you know anything about that being around the NFR, being around the rodeo?
The arena is yellow because the yellow in that Reflex blue, that is Wrangler's colors, but
right.
There is an old cowboy deal about the yellow brings bad luck. That's why you won't usually see cowboys wearing yellow in the arena, you know. But I'm of the school of you make your luck. You know, I was always told that when I fought bulls, and one year I was in Hope, Arkansas, and I had a yellow shirt on that night, and a bull at Jim Shoulders, the first bull out that night. Kicked the cowbell. The bull rope came loose like it did on Dusty Tuckness the other day and came around his neck. Well, instead of that bull rope, the bull bell hit me right above the eye and dropped me, did everything but knock me out. And everybody said, that's that yellow shirt, brought you bad luck. And so the very next week on a Saturday night, same kind of deal, I put that yellow shirt right back on and had a heck of a performance. So I don't believe in that deal of a color makes or breaks you.
Okay, right on. I understand that. And that does make sense. You got to go out and actually make things happen, you know. If you start getting it in your head that a particular color is a bad luck deal. But, you know, like I said, you know, in the opposite, sense. You know, Cody Gold decided he was going to trade buckles with a, you know, one of the best world champion tie-down ropers in the business. And, you know, it kind of, you know, maybe it got his, into his head that, you know, it wasn't about the buckles. It was about him just roping and, you know, just, but just for him to have the opportunity to do that, you know, I bet you anything that if he gets a chance again, he'll keep wearing that.
Well, I would keep wearing it. I mean, if it makes you feel good, you need to do it. You know, I'm not saying that there's not shirts on a given night where if I felt I had to be lucky and it was a shirt that I'd worn and I'd been pretty lucky in it, that shirt's the one I fought bulls in. You know,
right.
So I'm not saying that I had a lucky shirt, you know, but sure, if you got something that you feel makes you all the more sharp, you're gonna go to that, especially in these last rounds.
Yep, most definitely. Well, yeah, when it comes down to it. Now, speaking of the bullfighters, you know, the last night they actually were fortunate enough to have a little bit of a quiet night, so to speak, you know. Man, they're just doing a stand-up job out there, really doing stepping in and, you know, looking after these bull riders out there in that arena. And, you know, of course, it's always nice to see Dust, you know, kind of spin one around a couple times out there in front of the fans.
Well, Dusty can darn sure do it. You know, speaking of the bullfighters, hats off to the bull riders there this year. They, the bullfighters make a check of, it was like $6,500 a guy at the National Finals Rodeo this year. You know, and some of that is due to the fact that they're using three guys now instead of the two that they used to always use. So that money gets split up a little bit different. Well, the bull riders felt that the bullfighters weren't getting paid enough at the National Finals Rodeo, and they took up a collection in the bull riding locker room and came up with another $12,000, and they split that three ways so that every bullfighter there is going to make equivalent of $1,000 a performance now.
Wow.
So
I
read that this morning too, and my hat's off to all the bull riders for feeling that, you know, they're grateful that all those guys are there for them, and you know, that's just really cool.
Absolutely, yeah, that says a lot, you know, for the reputation that the bullfighters have out there and the respect that they have from those bull riders. They're not just out there, you know, wearing makeup and trying to entertain, you know, just like you. I mean, you know, somebody like yourself, you know, you guys are definitely protection angels out there looking after these bull riders. And, you know, when you see guys that, you know, like we had with that first hang up in round one, you know, when you got these bullfighters just laying down on top of these cowboys saying, you know what, I'll take that shot before that cowboy does, you know, man, you know, you got to tip your hat to all those guys out there.
Well, the bullfighter, I mean, a guy's proud to be there. You get the votes of those guys acknowledging that they want you there and they feel well protected when you're there. That's what it's about. And I mean, that's what the job requires, is you're supposed to take the bullet.
Right. Absolutely. You know, actually, going back to that question that we had with the barrel racers, that was a correction. It wasn't the color. It was the collars. You know, the rule book said that they're supposed to be long sleeve with a collar, and they said that we're noticing some of the cowgirls are actually not having shirts with collars anymore. I don't know if they changed that or not.
Well, and I can't give you an answer on that.
Okay.
If I told you something for sure, I'd be lying to you.
Because
without having a rule book there for me to just kind of flip through real quick, I don't have the answer to that.
Sure. Well, you know, we've got a bunch of Making Eight Maniacs out there on board, and some of them were not able to listen to your show on Monday. But what do you have planned for this year, Rob?
Well, I'm going to go, you know, I've been doing the announcing and just still booking some rodeos and going to be out there on the road doing some announcing and some color commentary work and enjoying every minute of it. It keeps me around the sport I know and love. And, you know, most of the places I go, we get an opportunity to go do some autograph signings and meeting the fans out there. And that's always a blessing. And we'll just keep plucking away at them, trying to make a living.
Absolutely. We got any big TV deals set up this year?
Well, the PRCA just made the deal that they're going to go back on in-country television, so I'd like to think that Tim Fuller and I and Mahan and Charlie will continue to do that TV show. I haven't been told anything yet, so we're just kind of waiting to hear.
Yeah, well, we certainly hope so, because we really enjoyed watching you this past season out there as you were doing that color commentary. That was great, and we sure appreciate it. It's always nice to see a legend like yourself and Larry Mahan. You know, I mean, it's just, I can't say enough about you guys out there. You know, it's really great to get somebody out there that actually knows the sport and really can get the fans an in-depth coverage of what's going on out there, and that's what we really appreciate.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to be there.
Most definitely.
You don't have any maniacs on the line to question us today?
You know, I actually don't. We had one there a few minutes ago, but, of course, you know how you and I are. We get to talking, and, you know, we ended up losing them out there. So we've got those phone lines open. If y'all want to talk with Rob, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Man, I'll tell you what. Who is your pick actually in the bull riding? I got to ask you. You know, we got two fantastic guys right now that are 1-2 in the average. You know, and we're talking about Cody Whitney, and obviously we're talking about J.W. Harris. What do you? You know, it's a tight race between those guys. What do you think? I mean, who's your pick?
Well, my dad always said you bet the champ till you beat the champ, and that would be J.W. Harris, and momentum's definitely on his side. Cody Whitney's doing a great job. I believe he's climbed all the way to, like, number 4 in the world at the moment, you know, and I believe he's a bull up on everybody. So he should be winning the average, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Absolutely. Well,
I'll be back in 1 second. Just hold on. You carry the story. I'll be right back.
You got it. All right, buddy. Well, like Rob was saying, we're talking about two of the top guys out there, and they've got a lot of heat. You know, I mean, they've got a lot of guys out there. But J.W. Harris is on fire right now. He's 2-for-2 and winning the go rounds. You know, he just won the last two, and he's hot. And I just don't think that, you know, I mean, I think that until he gets brought down, you know, brings himself out of that number one slot or out of that hot streak, you know, yeah, he's going to be the man to beat. There's no doubt about it. I know we got a caller on the line here, and we're going to get to you as soon as we can get Rob back on the line. He's probably off gallivanting around. He's got to probably shake hands with somebody out there, you know. It's hard to be the champion like Rob is. You know, he's always out doing something. That's a busy guy right there. But, yeah, we got to look forward to, round 7 here tonight, coming at you. Just for the Making 8 Maniacs out there, I want to let you all know that we will probably not be getting out a whole lot tonight. Mrs. Making 8, of course, is leaving first thing in the morning. I've actually got to get up at 3 a.m. and head out to the airport to drop her off, and then come back here, and I'll be flying solo through the remainder of the NFR. So we're going to definitely be looking for y'all's support out there. Make sure you guys give us a hand, help us out here. We're going to need it. Without Mrs. Making 8, she's definitely the boss, as y'all have seen here in these last couple of days and how smooth things have run since she's been here. We do have, we've got a lot coming up here these next few days while we're winding it up. Trying to check in here and talking with or seeing some of the comments that are coming in. And Miss Sandy, I hope that did answer your question there. We're going to have to find out. We'll try to get a hold of a barrel racer while we're out here, and we'll find out what that answer is for you. Let's see. Oh, I see Miss Karen out there posting in the comment to Miss Sandy about the streaking thing being part of her cowboy logic for the day. We know how Miss Sandy's cowboy logic goes for us here. And I see Miss Crisco's question asking where Rob is from. That is correct. I believe he is from Shamrock, Texas. So, anyways, rolling right along. Like I said, we're going to be getting Miss Making 8 out to the airport tomorrow, so we're not going to be going out as much tonight. I think we're just going to spend the evening together watching the NFR and just enjoying the company while we're out here in Vegas together. So we're going to take an evening off. Probably won't get out a whole lot. But you know what? I mean, you really can't walk through the casino without running into somebody out here. So who knows? We might throw out there a tweet or two. But we'll get back to you on that one. But the plan is that we're not going to be doing a whole lot tonight. We're going to give you all a break from us, but we will be back at it tomorrow on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And then, of course, we will be out doing the video broadcast as well. And we're going to really turn things up for these last few rounds. So you guys stay tuned to that. Yeah, I see Miss Ann out there telling us to stay up all night. Well, I don't know. This has been a lot of work. It's been a lot more work than I was prepared for, that's for sure, with everything we've had to go through. But we do sure appreciate you guys keeping our family in your prayers and in your thoughts. You guys are really, you guys are really a special family, and we do appreciate every one of you. Still got our caller on the line here, and we will get to you, I promise. Tell you what. We're going to slide down and take a real short break here. We'll see if we can't get Mr. Rob Smets, five-time world champion bullfighter, on the line with us. Don't go anywhere, Making Eight Maniacs. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com.
Excuse me. Are you Santa Claus? I heard you might be him. If you are him, here's my list.
Help the Marines make Christmas possible for less fortunate children. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots.
Yes, Santa Claus.
You think you're tough with your big bass speakers kicking in the back, and your triple X lyrics blaring from your puke green Cadillac. You got your bling bling on and your tattoos running up and down your arms. Oh, ain't too bad with the seedy old bridges hanging down that far. Yeah, I hate to break it to you, punk, but all that stuff ain't got a thing to do with being tough. Cause tough is your fingers bleeding at 100 degrees and you're getting up. Hey, tough is your old man yelling, get up out of that bed at the break of day. Keeping on going when you know you've had enough. But you think you're a man and you still got a lot of growing up to do. I bet you talk a big game when you're hanging with your boys in some pool hall. But I wonder how you'd act if you ever had your back up against the wall. Yeah, I'm sure those joints you hang out in get pretty rough. But you've got a lot to learn about being tough. Working three jobs so her kids can eat. Tough reading bedtime stories when your body's begging you to go to sleep. Giving all you got for what you love. That's tough. See, it wasn't very long ago my little brother was about your age. He joined the Corps, and before we knew it, they shipped him away, so far away. And tough is a mama crying, waving goodbye as her baby leaves. Tough is a teenage soldier on the front line, fighting just to keep you free, praying for one more day from God above.
Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on MakingEight.com. Y'all are checking us out live from Las Vegas, and of course we've had our one of the best in the business. Nobody knows Las Vegas probably better than this guy right here, five-time world champion Rob Smets. One of our dear friends out here. So Rob, welcome back. You got everything straightened out down there?
Well, I'm getting animals fed. Yeah, I'm trying to keep up with it all around here.
I hear you. You're a multitasker, man.
I'm working out. See, I'm actually moving around. I'm trying to find another panel here and talk to you without dropping something on my foot and saying something I'm not supposed to say.
Right. I hear you. Well, hey, while we got you here on the line, we've got a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't get him over here. 563, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Rob. It's Ann from Sports Medicine.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Rob? Sound a little busy, bud.
I'm good, thanks.
Scott, I think you're slumming, and if my 69-year-old mother can party all night in Vegas, I know you can.
Well, hey, I will tell you what, we have had to overcome a lot of adversity here these past few days, but we're still kicking it. And we did have a great time last night. We got to hang out with Justin McBride, Gary LaFue, Tuff, and Joe Beaver. We were hanging out with all the big dogs last night.
I know, and I mean, when we had that talk with Gary, and Gary invited me out, and the whole plan was to go, and then some things happened, and I couldn't, and I don't know, I got to get with him and get that worked out with him, because I'm going to owe him one for there. But, hey, Scott, the reason I called it was I wanted your Making Eight Maniacs to know a couple of things. I have known Rob for, I'm not even going to tell how many years, because, you know, we just don't do that as we get older. But, Rob, I remember at Cabela's in Kansas City when you and I sat and visited. And, you know, we had talked about sports medicine, and you had made a statement about how important we were. And I had, you know, said to you, I hope we make a difference. And, you know, over the past year, Scott, I don't think your maniacs really know how much you and Rob both have stepped up for us. You know, when we're not at rodeos, we're trying to help, you know, families with sick kids and stuff like that. And anytime I've called you and anytime I've called Rob, you guys have just stepped up to the plate without hesitation, without reservation. And I just wanted to publicly thank you guys for helping us to help make a difference for other people. Because without you guys, I just really don't know that we could have done some of the things that we've done. And you guys are just a huge blessing for me and a huge blessing for everybody else. And like I said, from myself and from my team members on Sports Medicine, I just wanted to say thank you. You guys hold a dear place in our heart, and we love you to pieces.
Well,
we thank you very much, Ann.
Absolutely.
You know, I just feel blessed to have the opportunity to try and help out. And after all the years of probably not having done things in the rightest of ways, I am grateful for the opportunity to try and straighten things out.
Well, and you know, Rob, I know from the people that I know, and I'm sure that you know from working in rodeo over the years, you know, people get famous, and a lot of people think that they can't approach a person because they're famous and they're, you know, they worry about approaching them or something. I got to say, knowing you the way that I know you, what you see is what you get with you, and you truly have such a beautiful heart, and you're one of the easiest guys in the world to talk to, and,
well,
I mean, you're just amazing.
Well, I think, I don't even know what to say.
Wow, you're making Rob
I made Rob
down.
Speechless. Holy cow,
you
write that down on the calendar.
That's for sure. We need to all write
down. On the calendar.
National holiday.
Easy, Messick, easy.
hey, Rob, just start calling him Diva. He'll shut up real quick.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Here we go. Well, hey, listen, Ann, I appreciate your call, and I definitely appreciate what you're saying there, you know, and for you to even, you know, mention us in the same sentence as the guy like Rob Smets, who's been around the industry for so long. It lets us know that we're on the right track, and we're going to continue to keep doing that. We're going to continue to keep working with guys like Rob Smith, because he is such a great great person, and he's great to be around, and we want the fans to really get to know him. So we're going to continue to keep doing
it. Absolutely, because, you know, I mean, Rob is just one of those guys that, you know, you're blessed to do. And, Rob, I'll have to call you away from the show and tell you what happened. You know, you said to me, you always pay it forward and it comes back to you. And I'll have to holler at you later on today and tell you what happened to me, because, boy, I'll tell you what, it was amazing. And
well,
I think it was just,
you know, and there's not a better feeling in the world than that, to have that opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I think the most important thing is, you know, to be able to see, you know, take a sick kid, for example, and you know, just a simple phone call or, you know, a simple autograph or something like that, or just a note to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Scott, I encourage all your maniacs to get out there. And, you know, it's Christmas time, and yeah, you're supposed to pay it forward, but you should do it all year round. And, you know, if you got a chance to make a difference in somebody's life, I encourage your maniacs to step up to the plate like you have and like Rob has. Make a difference in somebody's life. Make one person a day smile, and you will not believe what you get out of doing that.
That's for sure. For sure. Well, hey, Ann.
No, but
listen,
I got to get back to studying for finals, but I knew Rob was going to be there today, and I wanted to publicly thank you guys again and tell you that I love all of you dearly, and without you, I don't think we could keep doing what we're doing. So,
well,
Ann, thanks for your kind words.
Oh, you're welcome, my dear friend, and I'll holler at you and tell you what happened. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
All right,
you guys.
Take care.
Take care, Ann.
Bye, Ann.
Okay.
Be blessed.
Bye, you too.
All right. Well, Rob, we actually left you speechless, man. I can't believe it. You know, but
I
that's
bet,
the
no,
making...
no, it wasn't y'all though. I was packing a panel. I was packing a panel from 200 yards out. I ran out of air.
Yeah.
I'm not fessing out. I'm not giving you the credit that you made me speechless, messing. It ain't happening. That dog don't hunt.
That's for sure. Well, hey, as a matter of fact, speaking of which, all our maniacs actually hear you just working hard out there on the ranch there. And so we don't want to hold you up any longer, man, but we appreciate you jumping out here and giving us your insight here on what's been going on with the NFR and just talking with the Making Eight Maniacs, man. We do appreciate it. Absolutely love having you on there, Rob.
Well, you know, getting to give a little insight on the greatest show that the PRCA has to offer on the national finals on what we call our Super Bowl of rodeos. It's fun, you know, and it is a great rodeo, and you know, you're going to see a lot of guys rise to the occasion, and some things, you know, you're not going to be able to control. I think one of the coolest things that I've got to see is the blessing of being able to see Ryan Gray come back after, you know, doing damage to his liver and being in the hospital, and it's a tough job, you know. Here he was in the lead for the world, and was closing in on an opportunity to win his first gold buckle, and you know, I know we'll see him again, but boy, it can't be easy. It's not easy sitting up there watching everybody else playing and you can't play the game.
Yeah, most definitely. But you know, just like you said, we will see him back. There's no doubt about it. We're going to continue to keep him in our prayers and wish him the best. Absolutely.
All right, Scott. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to come visit with you all today. To all you maniacs out there, God bless, and we'll be in touch. I'll talk to you in a day or two.
All right, Rob. Take care, buddy.
Adios.
All right, they're Making Eight Maniacs. Of course, you know, one of the best in the business right there, five-time world champion. And he's more than just a champion inside the arena, but he's also a champion outside the arena. And we sure appreciate him taking the time and, you know, joining us here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. You know, he's actually one of the first guys that actually jumped on board with us here on MakingEight.com. He approached me and asked me to contact him. We talked to him about our business and what we were looking to do. And he said, you know what, I like that. He said, let's see, can I be a part of that? And I'll tell you what, he actually made me shake in my knees, you know, shaking there at the knees, because, you know, when you're talking to a legend like that, you know, he definitely, he has a reputation that is just beside himself. You know, you can't put a price tag on what he's accomplished. And he's had a long road. He's had a long journey to get where he is right here. But it's not impossible, you know, and of course, you know, his testimony about where he's come from and where he is today says a lot. We're going to get him on the show one day, and we're just going to talk with him. We're going to have the Rob Smets special that we're going to bring at you, and we're just going to sit down and talk with him. But I'll tell you what, he is a great guy. We sure do appreciate him jumping on here with us. We've got four more rounds left there, Making Eight Maniacs. We are not done yet, and we're going to see this thing hot heat up. It's gonna get wild here. Of course, we know Miss Cat out there. She's pulling for the Cooper boys, all three of them. She just loves them to death, and you know, that's one of her favorites. And of course, we're pulling for them as well. But you know, when you got veterans like Fred Whitfield and you've got Cody Ole, Trevor Brazil out there in that hunt, man, you talk about a great matchup coming into the last four rounds. It's going to be exciting. So you guys make sure to check out the NFR. Also, don't forget, if you guys missed Brendan Clark's show last night, go over and check him out. He's going to be out here in Vegas here coming up. And, of course, Miss Allie will be with him. He's got some good contests coming up. Speaking of contests, we have another good contest. We're doing the hashtag giveaway. You guys make sure to keep hashtagging our stuff for the next four rounds. During the day, as we send out our tweets, y'all keep hashtagging it, making eight out there anytime you guys are talking to us. And we will definitely, we're going to do a random drawing. We're going to give out some great prizes when we get back east. So you guys stay tuned to that. As soon as we get back home, we're going to light things up. And really, we're going to come at you with a whole lot of good things. So you guys stay tuned to making eight. Make sure to go check out our video broadcast tonight or this afternoon coming at you, 2 o'clock. Pacific time, which would be 5 o'clock over there on the East Coast. So don't forget, y'all, make sure to stay tuned to it. Check it out. Until later on this afternoon when we get down there behind the video camera, y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits. You're listening to Making8.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making8 is a winner.